for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome to the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast, Operation Paul Revere 2018. Yeah, they're coming for the First Amendment, and they're coming for the Second Amendment, as we could see yesterday in the meeting. That was a shameful display, quite frankly. I will not have my rights given to me by God, protected specifically by the Constitution, used as bargaining chips so some damn politician can say he won a deal. We're going to talk about that. We got a different president now, said President Trump. So who is this guy? We're going to take a look at that. But understand that at the same time this is happening, there is a broad movement to ban free speech across the internet. The First Amendment as well. As I reported yesterday, we had the Pentagon allocating $40 million to the Department of State, saying that they're going to have an information war. Oh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? It is an information war. Hillary Clinton said that. That's why we call this InfoWars. It is an information war. And if you can control the way that people, if you control a group's communications, if you control whether or not they can shoot, and then, of course, if you control whether or not they move, that's also coming down the pike. And we don't have any understanding of that part of it. We don't have an amendment that protects our freedom of movement. But they're coming after the ones that protect our freedom of communication, our freedom to shoot. And you can bet they're going to come for our ability to move. I've talked about that a great deal. A lot of people think I just like cars. No, I like freedom. Cars are part of that. Cars are private property that do give you freedom, and we don't respect that. But if we can't protect the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, we're not going to have any freedoms left. And they're coming after us pretty hard. We've got Facebook has just changed their algorithms just recently. Remember when they said, we're going to not focus so much on news, and of course, we don't like some news from some organizations, so we'll shadow ban that. And we just want you talking to your friends and neighbors about cat videos or something, right? But we'll also share some legitimate news with you. You know, from the people who are sponsored by Big Pharma and the AMA, CNN, Fox News and others. Yeah, they'll share that information with you. But anybody that has anything else to say about this, anybody who wants to talk about the real problem in America, and it isn't law-abiding gun owners, that's not the real problem right now. And quite frankly, if President Trump doesn't want to get impeached, he's not going to go here. It's not even a smart negotiating move. The Democrats would love to make this election about the Second Amendment because they're losing on the economy. They're losing on the tax cut. And if we make it about the economy, stupid, they lose. But if we make it about some social issue like guns, because they have played out their hand on their identity politics, if we make it about guns, then we're going to see a massive sea change in Congress. And guess what the first thing they're going to do, President Trump? They're going to impeach you. They don't need a reason. They've already made it clear they're going to impeach you for no reason at all. And people aren't going to be able to talk about what's going on because Facebook has got this new algorithm. And as soon as they implemented it, Trump's engagement on Facebook, proven by metrics, we're going to take a look at that story from Breitbart News, his engagement on Facebook plummeted by 45% in a very short period of time. It wasn't that he wasn't doing anything on Facebook. It's just that Facebook was blocking you from seeing what Trump was doing on Facebook. This is the way this is rolling. Now YouTube is saying it was just the algorithms. Maybe we got a little bit too aggressive with people like Jerome Corsi and others, or they haven't mentioned our website that they nearly our channel rather on YouTube that they nearly shut down. But they came very close to shutting down Jerome Corsi. And now they're saying, well, you know, we got a little bit aggressive about that. We had some volunteers who came on and started marking people. And so we'll see what they do about this. Are they going to do the same thing when they have the autonomous killer robots made by their sub-companies like Boston Dynamics? Will they say, oh, sorry about that. We didn't just kill your channel. We killed your family. It was just an algorithm mistake. So sorry about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast, Operation Paul Revere. The First Amendment is clearly under attack. But so is the Second Amendment. Very seriously under attack. And if you think for a moment, as I've said earlier this week, if you think for a moment that we've got a Republican president, a Republican Congress that's going to do this for us. I've reminded you before that that is when it is the most dangerous. When people sit back and say, hey, you know, Reagan's got this. Reagan is a solid conservative libertarian. He's good on this. Well, Reagan signed the Brady Bill, major legislation, 1986. And 1994, both Reagan and Gerald Ford wrote letters supporting Dianne Feinstein's assault weapon ban that was eventually went through a sunset clause and ended in 2004. But both Reagan and Ford wrote letters in support of an assault weapon ban. And you know that Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990 that was put in by Joe Biden? It was signed by George H.W. Bush in 1990. So, yeah, we got a Republican, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He's got this. He's playing 4D chess. I'm so sick of hearing that every time he does something stupid. Every time, you know, Patrick Henry said, guard the precious jewel of liberty and regard with suspicion anybody who approaches it. Have we forgotten that? You know, say, oh, he's got an R after his name. He's got this covered. Let me tell you something. If you think this is just 4D chess, you are the pawn. You're the pawn. And you don't understand it. This isn't a game of let's make a deal. My God-given rights protected by the Constitution are not to be used as bargaining chips in your damn deals. You understand that? And you want to lose this election, this next election, and you want to get impeached. You just keep going down this kind of reality TV show you love to have each time. Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough when he increased the amnesty citizenship for foreign citizens criminally trespassing in our country who already got a free education. They will take it from 0.8 million to 1.8 million. How about that? I just want to do something. And he's still talking about, we got to do something for those DACA people. How about this, President Trump? Why don't you enforce the law? Why don't you enforce the law that Obama and his Department of Homeland Secretary unilaterally said they were just going to ignore and defer action on it? That's what DACA is. It's not a law. We have laws. This isn't something that belongs in the court. You like to compare yourself to Andrew Jackson, then act like him. Say the court made their decision, let's see him enforce it. We've got the Pentagon has allocated $40 million to the Global Engagement Center, GEC. GEC. They should have come up with an acronym that was GAG, gag me. They said it's an information war, and they're going to fight it with money. They're going to give it to the State Department. But don't worry, this is only going to be propaganda for foreign countries. Right, right. I pointed out several days ago, we created Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, to propagandize the Russians. And we're telling them the truth. We're telling them that Stalin was an evil dictator, and he was. Killed tens of millions of people in his country because he had all the guns. You know, that's what happens when you give all the guns to the government. But we told the truth. That's called white propaganda. They don't want anybody talking at all. They want to shut this down. And so what they're saying here, as they tweet about this, the Department of State, they say, we're working to expose and counter propaganda and disinformation from foreign nations. Foreign nations. You know, like the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? We had Senator Frank Church. We had Congressman Pike holding committees because they knew in the 70s that the NSA and the CIA had been spying on Americans. And they said, we don't want that to happen. So they came up with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to say you can only do this against foreign citizens in foreign countries. You can't even do it to foreign citizens in America without a search warrant. And then what did we say happened with that? Was that used against foreign countries? No, it was used to try to overthrow an election. It was used against Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. That's you, Mr. and Mrs. America. You know, same people that Dianne Feinstein says, turn in your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America. If she could say that, she would. And I want to play for you Dianne Feinstein's reaction to this, because it says everything. You think I got this wrong? You take a look at what Dianne Feinstein, what she had to, how she reacted to what President Trump was saying. The lady who gave us the assault weapons ban that was signed into law by a Republican president. Look at how she responded to what President Trump was saying. Look at what everybody is saying about the GOP. They're reeling. They are astonished. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. I know what to say. I know what to say. Read the Constitution you took an oath to. Here's Dianne Feinstein.
Would you have also, and I think you can, into the bill.
Yeah, so Joe, are you ready?
Can you do that, Joe?
Oh, look at her. Look at her. Oh, she can hardly contain her joy.
Some of the things you're not going to agree with.
Yep, you help.
Some things you're not going to agree with us, but let Dianne Feinstein put this stuff in the bill.
What Dianne have, can we add them in? And I know you can add what John.
Yeah, I have another domestic violence.
Yeah, they were very, very happy. We're going to play some more of that reaction from Dianne Feinstein. She's just, I've never seen her. She's like a giggly little girl. Absolutely amazing. And at the same time, as it was pointed out by Mediaite, it sent Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, into a fit of joy. A fit of joy. Yeah, she was very, very excited about that. But you know, Congressman Steve Scalise, who was just shocked by a crazy lunatic. There she is. Oh, look at that. Oh, clutching her hands and leaning forward. And oh, it's so great. It's so great. If only I could tell Mr. and Mrs. American to turn in your guns. And now President Trump's going to do it for me. That's great. But then you had Steve Scalise say, and this is what the conservatives and the House of Representatives have been saying. You want to change anything? You're going to have to pass concealed carry reciprocity. This is a congressman who was just shot, nearly died, at a baseball field. And he had no ability to protect himself. The congressmen, the senators who were there, they were just targets, or target practice for a lunatic Democrat who wanted to kill him. And even though congressmen have gone through all the vetting procedures in their home states, congressmen are not allowed to carry a gun with them in Washington, D.C., so they're helpless. In Washington, D.C. And so the congressmen were saying, we got to have reciprocity. If you have been vetted in a state, if you followed all of the rules and you've respected all the stuff, you've gone above and beyond because, you know, the Constitution is all the permit we really need. But if you go above and beyond that and you say, I'll jump through all the hoops for you, then we should be allowed, even as congressmen, you know, we've had another level of authority here. The people who can make the laws, just it's kind of like banning pilots from carrying firearms previous to 9/11. You can fly the plane, but you can't carry a firearm onto the plane. So these guys here who are in Washington, D.C., they can't be trusted with a firearm. And Steve Scalise says, we need to get reciprocity through President Trump. And President Trump says to him, he says, if you do that, you put this through, he says, you'll never get this passed if you add concealed carry to it. We got to get these background changes done, which, by the way, after a couple of shootings here, we see the government doesn't put criminals into the background check. Why is that the number one thing we have to do? Why don't you fix your government first? Why don't you fix the people who are supposed to be putting the data in there? We'll have more to say about that. But he says to Steve Scalise, you'll never get this passed if you add concealed carry to it. Says if you put concealed carry between states in this bill, we're talking about a whole new ballgame. Isn't that interesting choice of words to a man who was just shot at a ballgame because he wasn't allowed to protect himself? That makes me want to throw up. Trump made me want to throw up yesterday. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Walmart bans toy rifles that look like AR-15s. This is indicative of the insanity that we see at the moment throughout this country. You know, years ago, when my sons were little, I took them to Toys R Us. Well, actually, they weren't with me. My wife and I were Christmas shopping. I wanted to get them some guns. You know, I grew up, I was Ralphie with the glasses and the Red Ryder BB gun when I was a kid. But they didn't have BB guns. They didn't have Western guns, anything like that. As a matter of fact, they didn't carry any rifles at all, except for a SWAT team kit. That was what they had at Toys R Us, a SWAT team kit. You could have your kids get handcuffs and billy clubs and play. Yeah, that was me right there. I was shooting Black Bart or whatever in the backyard. I'd watch all the Westerns, and then I'd go out and shoot the BB gun or whatever. But they wouldn't let them have any kind of weapons unless they were playing police. And then that was okay. And I said, you know, I've got a problem with the message that they're sending to our kids, saying that nobody can be trusted with a gun but a police officer. That's a bad message. Most honest police officers don't believe that. People like Sheriff David Clark and many others have said, no, we want people out there armed with guns. We've had a lot of cases just recently where police officers are under attack, were saved by good citizens with a gun. They understand that as well. You know what? If we get to a point where the citizenry is so corrupt and so evil that we can't be trusted with guns, then nothing is going to save anybody. The police are going to be that way as well, aren't they? But you're going to have everybody in society is going to be like some kind of Mad Max deranged killer, and they can't be trusted with guns, then we don't have anything to talk about here because we've already descended into total anarchy. But, you know, when we talk about these guns, at that point, I said, all right, we're done with Toys R Us. Let's not even bother with this place anymore. We used to go, when we lived back east, we were not too far out of Virginia, we used to go to Civil War sites, Revolutionary War sites. We would get guns for them. They didn't even have this kind of stuff at Toys R Us. Sticks that were made to look like muskets. Oh, that was too controversial for them. No. You can play with a plastic gun that looks like a police officer's gun. If you want to play policeman, you can. But you can't play cowboy. You can't play Revolutionary War soldier, Civil War soldier, anything like that. Even World War II soldier. You can't play hunter, whatever. Only police officers have guns is what Toys R Us was telling us. And, you know, eventually I just said, hey, guys, get some real knives, get some real guns. Forget the sticks. Learn how to use the real stuff. You're going to need to know how to use that. But now we got Walmart saying gun sales under 21 years of age we're going to ban, just like Dick's did. And they're not going to carry airsoft rifles. You know what an airsoft rifle is? It shoots a little plastic no-mass bullet that has air inside of it. And they make them look pretty realistic, but Walmart isn't going to do that. No. Can't sell those things. Can't sell that. We're removing items from our website resembling assault-style rifles, including non-lethal airsoft guns and toys. And Dick's Sporting Goods is virtue signaling out there saying, well, you know, we sold a shotgun. You know, a shotgun, that's approved by Joe Biden. Joe Biden kept telling everybody, don't get an AR, get a shotgun. Well, he did. He got a shotgun at Dick's. But they didn't sell him an AR, but they might have sold him an AR because guess what? The background check system was busted. Why? Because you've got to put the data in, and we don't have the Navy putting the data in about their killer. We don't have, the Broward coward Sheriff Benghazi putting the data in because he's got the promise program. We had to pretend that all the juvenile criminals we're like Lake Wobegon. They're all above average. There's nothing. Nobody's bad here. Let's not put them in the database. And immediately they saw their crime rate just drop just like that because they decided that they would not declare anybody criminals, even if they were. So until you get people like this sheriff who likes to drive around in a Lamborghini that he stole, probably, out of the civil asset forfeiture. Until you get that fixed, until you start to get respect for due process. See, that's the whole thing. We've accepted this idea that the police can go around and confiscate property from anybody and never even charge them with a crime, let alone convict them of a crime. We call it civil asset forfeiture. I call it theft. It's outright theft. We have turned law enforcement into a bunch of highway robbers who don't ever to get a conviction from anybody. And we've put up with this for so long that now we got President Trump's out there saying, oh, you know, let's get the guns first and then due process second. And I tweeted out, then it's not due process. Shake my head. I tell you what, that is just the most amazing thing I've seen. And you think I'm taking that out of context? We've got more stuff for you from President Trump, but this is absolutely insane. Then this news item here from the BBC. Australians turn in 57,000 guns in a national amnesty period. Wait a minute. I thought we had all this news saying that after some school shooting in Australia back in the 90s, that they banned guns. We've seen the pictures where they got the guns that they confiscated and they're steamrolling them, destroying them. But this is a 3-month amnesty period. The first one they've had since Australia's landmark response to a mass shooting in 1996, they said. And 57,000 firearms were turned in. How did that happen? I thought they'd banned firearms. What was that, 22 years ago? How did 57,000 firearms stay in Australia? And these are just the ones they turned in. How many others are out there that decide they weren't going to turn that in? This is kind of like the drug bust that we see in the war on drugs, right? They go out there and they interdict some pot shipment or some cocaine shipment, and they call up the local news media and say, hey, come look at this. Sometimes, you know, they'll set the pot on fire or whatever. A funny thing with the news bloopers, and the guy standing there in front of the burning drugs. He's got a hashish or whatever, and they're burning big piles of it, and he can't remember his lines. And he just starts laughing. But the thing is, they do these dog and pony shows where they confiscate the drugs and say, look at that, we got it off the street, which is what they're saying right now. Taking these unregistered firearms off the streets means that they will not fall into the hands of criminals. Yeah. Who might use them to endanger the lives of innocent Australians. Well, it's just like those drug busts. You're going to take it off the street, so now we don't have that problem anymore. Yeah, that's worked really good with drug prohibition, hasn't it? And it's worked really good for Australia with gun prohibition. Let me tell you, the criminals are going to get those guns. And anybody who wants drugs can get drugs. You can take these drugs off the streets and you can have your news media photo ops. But guess what? We got people dying of drug overdoses in federal prisons all the time and local prisons all the time. All the time. You can't keep the drugs out of your prisons. You're going to turn America into a prison society? You want to see what happens when we go full bore in America with gun prohibition? Take a look at skunk. That's the toxic version of marijuana that is a result of our drug war. You're going to see something like skunk with firearms. You're going to see the skunk works come out. That's what they call the place where they work on state-of-the-art or beyond state-of-the-art airplanes. You're going to have skunk works for firearms if you have gun prohibition. I wonder how much Dianne Feinstein will like that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
A handgun wound is simply a stabbing with a bullet. It goes in like a nail. That's a quote from Dianne Feinstein. We should remember that from Dianne Feinstein, firearms expert. She said, it's as if you shot somebody with a Coke can. You probably kill somebody with a Coke can. You can kill people with these beanbag shotguns if you do it at a close range. That's happened many times by the police. They're facing wrongful death lawsuits for excessive use of force because of that. All these non-lethal weapons that kill people, like tasers, beanbag shotguns. And according to Dianne Feinstein, this some kind of a gun that shoots Coke cans. But don't worry. Because a handgun wound is simply a stabbing with a bullet. It goes in like a nail. That's not what they said when they passed the sweeping gun control bills in the mid-60s after you had Bobby Kennedy killed with a handgun, accordingly, supposedly. I don't really know what happened. I talked to Dr. Pepper, who... and that wasn't a Dr. Pepper can that was shot at somebody. Dr. Pepper is actually his name. And he has looked at the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. He has a lot of concerns. And he has some real issues about the fact that maybe it wasn't Sirhan Sirhan who shot him, but whoever shot him or whatever they used. We had had three different assassinations. We'd had JFK. We'd had Martin Luther King. We had Bobby Kennedy all killed. The first two were done with rifles. And then Bobby Kennedy reportedly was killed with a handgun, and they put all kinds of handgun restrictions on everybody. And I'm sure that Dianne Feinstein was really happy to see that. She probably thought that was a good idea. Probably thought that handguns were not just like stabbing somebody with a bullet, you know, just poking somebody with a bullet. It's no big deal. No big deal. And we got an MSNBC host saying that handgun bullets are ineffective in stopping school shooters because they're too slow. Too slow. What does he think this is? Like some kind of, Western? All right, partner, draw. Oh, you're too slow. Gotcha. I mean, this is, if you're NBC, says Matt Vespa, he says, apparently, you're trying to make an argument that handguns aren't effective in stopping shooters who are armed with rifles because the bullets from pistols are too slow. He actually tweeted this out. Lawrence O'Donnell said, he's an anchor for MSNBC. Where else? He said, a bullet fired from an AR-15 travels three times faster than one from a handgun, and yet the president and the NRA think that giving teachers guns will stop a school shooter. So here you are. It's all about muzzle velocity, isn't it? You know what? As President Trump was making his amazing statement about, get the guns first and we'll do the due process later. One of the things he said was, hey, you know, these people, if they're a danger to people, you got to get those guns from them and the knives or whatever else. Okay, you're going to get their car because they can run people down on the street if they're mentally insane. Or, oh, let's not talk about the SSRI drugs because, you know, those are the people who sponsor CNN and Fox News. So let's not talk about that. We can talk about mental illness, but we're not going to talk about the elephant in the room, the SSRIs. Not going to talk about that. That's off the table. Your rights, on the other hand, your rights are on the table. And we're going to throw them under the bus for his political posturing, along with the NRA, anything else that that he can use, anything else that Trump can use, because it's all about him. You know, he swore an oath to the Constitution, but maybe he took it about as seriously as his wedding vows. It's certainly looking like this now. We've got people, who needs enemies like Dianne Feinstein when you've got the Moonies? Everybody, USA Today, everybody's got this story about a bunch of Moonies, this cult out of South Korea, up in Pennsylvania. They call it a church. It has nothing to do with Christianity, folks. This is a cult, nothing to do with Christianity. And these people go in, they have all these mass wedding ceremonies. They do this all the time. They do it in South Korea. They do it at this church as well. So they come in for their mass wedding cult ceremony. And they're all carrying AR-15s. Now, they made sure that they were unloaded, and they had tie wraps, plastic tie wraps or something around the triggers and so forth and so on. Nevertheless, I don't know what's crazier. These Moonies who are wearing crowns and robes and carrying AR-15s, or the school that canceled classes. I mean, I know that looks pretty crazy. But, these people are in the community all the time. Are you never going to have classes because you've got a Moonie church in your community? I mean, these people look nuts, absolutely nuts, this cult. So they had state police, and they had protesters standing watch outside while these people, brides and grooms, brought dozens of unloaded AR-15s into the World Peace and Unification Sanctuary, that's the Moonies, for a religious event that doubled as an advertisement for the Second Amendment. Yeah, Dianne Feinstein's version of the Second Amendment. You know, they always do this kind of stuff. They always focus on something like this and try to use that as an icon for Christianity in the same way that The Handmaid's Tale was used. Oh, don't look at what's really going on in Islam. We're going to create some kind of phony version of Christianity, the straw man that we're going to put out there. And we're going to say, that's what we got to be afraid of. And we'll talk a little bit about Islam. We got some news about Islam as well. But anyway, so they prayed for, quote, a kingdom of peace police and a peace militia where the citizens through the right given to them by Almighty God to keep and bear arms, will be able to protect one another and protect human flourishing. And see, this is the problem we have every time there's a shooting. We have agents of disinformation. You can call them bots, but they have been around from the very beginning. And every time something comes out here, they will come up with totally made up garbage and hope that we will bite on it. That's the biggest problem as a reporter. Taking a look at something is like, oh yeah, you know that, look at that. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, there was a story that was circulating the other day about, Mel Gibson, had an interview in the UK. And this, article has titles on it saying, Mel Gibson says that, all the people in Hollywood are drinking blood of babies and children and that it's become a kind of currency or whatever. And I said, really? Are you kidding me? He said this on television. And then you look at the article. That's the way the headline read. You look at the article and it says, well, he was reported to have said this type of stuff privately in the green room. Baloney. They're putting that kind of news out there hoping we would pick up on it. So they can say, look at these guys. Look at the trash they peddle. They're always doing stuff like this. They're always doing stuff. This report about the Moonies and the robes with the crowns and the mass weddings and the AR-15s, they're putting this stuff out there everywhere because they want to make that the image that sticks in everybody's mind. And also, talking about the militia is a real deal. Posses are a real deal. It's really the way to have a peaceful society, not to have all the guns owned by the police, but to have the power of the community. That's what posse comitatus means. Those are the principles on which this country was founded, not on the Mooney principles, not on their perverted, twisted idea that's being used to twist this for people. It's just absolutely amazing. It's scaring people in the community, said one protester. Are you aware of that? Yes, they are very aware of that. That's why they're giving it so much press coverage. They want you to be afraid of anybody with a gun, and these are their poster children. Their poster children, the Moonies. All right, let's talk about this meeting. Well, actually, we've got about 45 seconds left. We're going to talk about this when we come back. You know, one of the articles that was printed out, I said, I want to get these clips about Diane and her fit of joy, Diane Feinstein. And the thing at the top of it was the headline came out, What the Shadow Economy Looks Like for American Nail Salons. You realize that you can't prohibit nail salons from doing business. You can't prohibit people from buying and selling and using drugs if they want to or getting their nails done. You will have a black market in nail salons. You'll have had a black market for 50 years in drugs. And you're going to have a black market in firearms if you try to do prohibition.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim. Filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO. Made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the Pentagon to an interagency group called the Global Engagement Center. And they say they're going to use this to expose and counter propaganda and disinformation from foreign nations, as I said earlier. It's going to work out about like FISA. It'll be a tool to be used against you. And here's evidence of it. As they're talking about this, they say the funding is critical to ensure that we can continue an aggressive response to malign influence and disinformation. They call it part of their quote-unquote information war. Yeah, it is a war. It's a war on for your mind. Hillary Clinton has used that same term. Now, the State Department under Rex Tillerson is using that same term. And the Pentagon. Pentagon, military-industrial complex. They say, with this money, this is what they're saying, we can leverage deeper partnerships with our allies, Silicon Valley, and other partners in this fight. You know how they're allying with them? Censorship by algorithm. Crony censorship. These are organizations that were aided in their creation by funding. Some of it above ground by the venture capital fund of the CIA, NQTEL. Gave money to some of these organizations to get started, and I'm sure there was a lot of money that was behind the scenes as well. Because they're now doing the bidding and doing the work of the deep state. Trump's Facebook engagement has declined by 45% following the implementation of a Facebook algorithm. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. And, of course, we've seen YouTube shutting down conservative channels left and right. And CNN edging them on, pushing them to do it, saying, why aren't you doing more against InfoWars? They're bragging about it, writing articles saying, we asked them why they didn't get a strike for this video or that video. Bullying. Harassment and bullying. And then that was all happening, by the way, at the same time that CNN was harassing and bullying a conservative student who said they were trying to control what was being said at their phony town hall, and I wasn't going to participate in it. And his dad said the same thing, and another student said the same thing as well, and her parents. But they were okay. bullying and harassing people, CNN. But that's what they were trying to use if we had any discussion about what these kids, who were obviously over the trauma because now they're participating publicly in a policy debate and lecturing us about history and the Constitution, what we need to do. They're so wise. But do not discuss them. They are the shield for CNN, for George Clooney, and those who have been pushing this gun control agenda for a long time. They use these children as shields. They use them as attack weapons as well to try to shut down anybody who talks about what they're saying, saying it's bullying and harassment. So now we have YouTube coming out and saying, you know, we've got new moderators, and they mistakenly pull some of these right-wing channels, talking about Jerome Corsi. As Bloomberg puts it, Jerome Corsi of right-wing conspiracy website InfoWars, they can't refer to us without throwing in the word conspiracy. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I wear that as a badge of honor because that was a term that was created by our phony FBI back in the 1960s when they wanted to sell this idea that there was only one shooter that took down JFK. Oh, unfortunately, somebody there in the crowd had a camera. Didn't count on that. Didn't count on that Zapruder film, did you? That created all kinds of problems for your lies, for your cover-up of your assassination of JFK. And so the FBI came out and invented the term conspiracy theory, because if you said there was more than just Lee Harvey Oswald, you had a conspiracy. You said that there was more than one person, that's a conspiracy, because the government charges people with conspiracy all the time. They're the biggest conspiracy theorists in the world, the federal government. Everybody that gets charged with a crime, if there's pretty much there's hardly ever an individual that acts individually in a crime. There's always others involved. So they throw in the conspiracy charge. Unless it's an assassination or an important political agenda, then it's only one person involved, and don't ever say anything differently. So they say, Jerome Corsi of right-wing conspiracy website InfoWars said Tuesday that YouTube had taken down one of his videos and disabled his live stream. Actually, they put two strikes against him as I talked to him yesterday. So now they're saying, oh, it was just a mistake. Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. No, the mistake was to give these people the power, and the mistake was for the government to be giving them $40 million, their partners, and information control in Silicon Valley. So we have Operation Paul Revere 2018, and we do appreciate you tuning in. This is the beginning of it, this broadcast. This is first hour of a 34-hour broadcast, and we hope that you will find some products that will not only support us but support your health at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you about some of the specials that we have there. True Whey Protein, 50% off. We have an Aegis Armor backpack insert, 20% off. I got called out by the mainstream media for talking about this. They had a shooting. Remember that kind of strange thing? And a guy was in Alaska, and he went into an office, and he said, there's voices in my head. The government is telling me to do a shooting. And then he got on a plane in Alaska, and he flew to Florida, and he shot up the airport there. I got his pistol through TSA. Imagine that. Imagine that. Through a baggage check. And then shot the airport up. And I said, you know, if people had even had something like this backpack insert, they'll let you take that on a plane. You could at least have something to hide behind. But, you know, Dianne Feinstein says, I get shot with a handgun. Yeah, no big deal. That's like getting poked with a nail. Poked with a nail. And we also have apparel at a clearance price of 80% off. Take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of things in store from 30 to 80% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So we appreciate your support, especially at this time. All right, let's go to the meeting yesterday that has me so angry. I'm not just upset. I'm very angry about this, as you might have noticed. let's play how happy Dianne Feinstein is with the comments that President Trump was making. And then I want to play another clip after that about how the GOP is reacting. It's not just me. Take a look at Dianne Feinstein. Then we'll take a look at how the GOP is reacting to what President Trump had to say yesterday. But here's Dianne Feinstein first.
You could add what you have also, and I think you can, into the bill.
Yeah. So, Joe, are you ready?
Can you do that? Joe, can you do that? Pat, can you add some of the things you're not going to
Democrats, agree? Can you add all the stuff in the bill you want?
Well, no, I'll help, but can you add what Amy and what Dianne have? Can we add them in? And I know you can add what John
has. I have another domestic bomb.
Yeah, but don't add any of that stuff in there about concealed carry reciprocity. Don't let Congressman Scalise have the ability to carry a firearm. No, can't have that in there. Hey, Scalise, yeah, I understand. You put that in there, it won't pass. So you take that out. We're not going to support your right of self-defense, Congressman Scalise, who's just been shot You put that in there and it's a whole new ball game, said President Trump. And here's what they said about the GOP's reaction to this. Video clip three.
They're called, California actually has a version of this. And I think you, in your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and as a group, we spoke about states taking steps. But the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that
might
individual.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process.
All right, that's the wrong clip. We'll get the right clip for you in a minute to get the GOP reaction to this. But that was what President Trump said. And that's what I tweeted out. I said, you don't take the guns first. You don't do the punishment first and then do the due process second. We're going to talk about that. But as I had some things to say about that, of course, there is a usual pushback from people who are like the Moonies in some kind of a personality cult. You know, I find it very concerning. One of the things that I really was worried about with Obama was the cult of personality, how people on the left would let him get away with anything. And they would project their values onto him. Later on, you had people who would say that. Harry Belafonte said, you know, we projected whatever we wanted him to be on Barack Obama. And towards the end of the Obama administration, said, you know, we finally realized that he isn't what we projected him to be. I see that a lot on the right. People who will, no matter what President Trump says, no matter who he throws under the bus, no matter what he throws under the bus, like he's just throwing the Sixth Amendment under the bus in this process where they're talking about how they can throw the Second Amendment under the bus. Democrats argued that Trump had power that Democrat President Barack Obama never had. They said trust with Republican base that he would not infringe on the Second Amendment. And Senator Joe Manchin said, well, President Trump, no one believes that he'll take the guns away. So he can take the guns away. See how that works? See how that works? Now, we got some people in Congress who realize that their political lives, base, are dependent upon them standing up for the Second Amendment. And Trump is shamelessly playing to the television audience and making the election about taking away our guns instead of tax cuts. That is not 4D chess. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
You know, we have a lot of disinformation from the press. They've put out a lot of fake news. We've been told that America is the worst country for mass shootings. I pointed out earlier in the week, that's a lie. If you go through and you look at the data, the death rate per million people from mass public shootings from 2009 through 2015, let's just pretend for a minute that facts actually mean something. We have Norway number one, 1.888. Number two is Serbia, 0.381. Number three is France, 0.347, and so forth. So you get to number 11, the United States, which is 0.089. Right, compare that to some of the ones like two and three, for instance. They were 0.38, 0.34. We are 0.089. Number 11. 11 countries ahead of us. That's one of the lies that they've been putting out there. They've been telling us there's been 18 school shootings. In 2018, this is what we hear from Bloomberg's Everytown. No, that's not true. What they're doing to get that number is they're calculating the number of times that a person intentionally shot. Instead of doing that, instead of counting a real school shooting, they're counting every time that somebody discharged a gun on or near school property. And that includes things like suicides or stray bullets that were fired near a school or accidental discharges that had nothing to do with intentional gun violence against children. And so Bloomberg lies about that. Yeah, statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics, and that's the way that they have skewed that. We're told that the UK banned guns, and now we don't have stabbings and violent crime there. The violent crime rate there has soared. Gun violence has soared. I just talked about the fact that there's a 20% increase in violent crime in Mayor Khan's London. What could that be attributed to? Would that be people or the weapons, right? We got acid thrown on people. We got knifings. We got gun crime going up in London, 20%. So what is going on with that? We've just been told that Australia, they are the role model for everybody. And yet, as I reported earlier in the program, 57,000 guns just turned in during a three-month amnesty period. How many are still out there? How did they have 57,000 guns 22 years after their total confiscation? It's because you will never be able to wish these things into a cornfield. That's the silly idea that is being sold to us by these kids who are fronts for George Clooney, CNN, the Democrat Party. And if we make this election about something that is not what President Trump won on, yeah, we thought that we were voting for somebody who's going to support our right as Americans and as human beings to defend ourselves and as Americans to choose whatever we want to defend ourselves. And of course, it's not really even about self-defense. It's about making sure that we don't have a government that has all the power that comes out of the barrel of a gun. And so if we make it about these issues that the Democrats want to make it about, and if President Trump decides that he's going to throw American citizens and gun owners under the table, if he's going to make it about mental health and not and just throw out due process, as you heard President Trump in that clip that we played in the last segment, he said, well, you know, get the guns, because these people are dangerous. That's right, the people are dangerous. The guns are simply a tool. They could use a knife. They could use a rope. They could use poison. They could use a car. The person, if the person is dangerous, then maybe you should arrest them and get them off the street or at least put them in your background database. But we can't do that. We've got sheriffs and FBI who have a whole different agenda. The FBI is interested in playing political games, and the sheriff is interested in all the booty that he can get in the drug war. And then pretending that juvenile criminals aren't really criminals. So they look good. We don't want to have that prison to, or school to prison pipeline, as they say. So just don't charge them with anything and don't put them in your database. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
So are we going to get gun control? Got President Trump saying, I want to get something done. I got to get something done about these dreamers here, and I got to get something done about all you criminals in the NRA who have firearms. I got to do something about that. Got to do something about it. Is it going to happen? Well, the GOP in Congress and the Senate are going to make sure that that doesn't happen. But instead of playing these types of games on television, why doesn't President Trump do something that's going to help them win an election, like protect the border? They've just authorized $40 million from the Pentagon to an agency called the GEC, the Global Engagement Center. They say, we're going to leverage deeper partnerships with our allies, Silicon Valley, and other partners in the fight. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson requested $40 million be transferred from the Department of Defense for this purpose. And they go on to say, transfer $40 million from the Pentagon to the center so it can fight state-sponsored propaganda. Okay, so why don't you transfer some money from the Pentagon to build the wall? Because if we can't defend our borders, then why do we have a Pentagon? Why do we have a Defense Department? You can't defend the borders, then just shut up and fold up. Because we have wide open borders, and we've got more people being killed by the drug war that you guys started in Mexico than are being killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think more than those two combined now. Only in Syria are more people being killed. But in Syria, it's happening because of bombs and drones and things like that are a big factor in that, in the mass destruction in Syria, so that we can have regime change, so that we can keep put our pipeline through Syria instead of having Russia put their gas pipeline through. We want ours to go through there from the UAE or other sources through there into Europe. I mean, that's really what that war is about, folks. That's why it's there. You know, they can try to demonize Assad all they want to, but it's really about that pipeline. And we're not going to war in banana republics anymore for the National Fruit Company, as Smedley Butler said. No, we do it for the oil and gas industry so that they can have a competitive edge over the Russians. And so they got massive carnage in Syria that we've created. We got a war over drugs that we created. Actually, it was the United Nations that created it. We implemented their plan 10 years after, verbatim, four schedules, all the drugs in those schedules. That was all set up by the UN. We just had a Republican president who implemented it for them, Richard Nixon, and declared a war on drugs. So we have a massive carnage that's going on in Mexico because that war of prohibition has created ruthless cartels. And all the people that are dying there, there's no bombs being used there, no weapons of mass destruction. It's all being done by guns, by knives, by machetes, by ropes. It's personal. And Dianne Feinstein thinks that pistols are just like, you know, poking somebody. It's like being stabbed with a bullet. It's not anything, you know, the a rifle now, that's really dangerous. So I guess, you know, having somebody chopped to death and tortured, having their heads cut off and so forth, by the Mexican drug cartels and MS-13, those wonderful dreamers, MS-13, they have already brought in, and I tweeted that out yesterday. We just had a gang shooting that was intercepted at the last minute in Houston. And, they were MS-13. And so, wonderful dreamers. Beautiful dreamers. Stephen F. Foster. Beautiful dreamers. MS-13. I may need to write some lyrics to a song for that. But nevertheless, a lot of people are very, why would you conflate dreamers with, the DACA, or dreamers with MS-13 or the DACA recipients with MS-13? That's so racist of you. Well, actually, they're killing other Hispanics. It's other Hispanics that they were on their way to kill. And as we've seen in Long Island and Virginia and other places, it's other Hispanics that they chop to death and torture in school. And as we've seen elsewhere, and I've gone through these many times on air, MS-13 telling their people, hey, bring them in. Do it now. Tell them that you're under 18. Tell them they'll leave you alone because, you know, they have deferred action. For all this stuff, and, you know, you're just, even if you've got the MS-13 tattoos on you in Long Island, they gotta watch them. They know who these guys are. They know that they're here. They know they're illegal aliens. And they know they're MS-13, but they can't do anything until they commit a crime. And they do commit crimes. The dreamers, the DACA recipients, commit crimes at twice the rate of other groups their age. Young kids commit violent crime at a much higher rate than adults do because they don't have good judgment yet. And they don't realize the consequences of their crime, both to them and to others. And, so, you know, that's, but just take that for what it's worth. You don't believe me? Just bring more of them in. That's fine. But why not, instead of transferring $40 million for an info war to be fought by the Pentagon and their Silicon Valley allies, as they put it, to shut down free speech on the internet, instead of doing that, why don't you transfer money to the Pentagon and build a wall? Why don't you transfer troops back home to patrol the border until you build the wall, while you're building the wall? No, instead, we're not going to do anything about the central issue of the campaign that President Trump won on. We're going to stand back and say, well, I can't do anything because of those judges. I've got a lower court federal judge that told me I can't do anything. So I'm blocked. Can't do anything. I can't do anything about saying who's going to come into the country. They told me I can't. Sorry, can't do anything. And then Obama had this memo that his Department of Homeland Security secretary wrote called DACA. So I can't do anything about that either. I can't do anything. But I'm going to get those guns. We're going to do something to give them citizenship. That's what we're going to do. We can do something about that. We can't do anything about the wall. Can't do anything about the border. Can't do anything about reciprocity for concealed carry. Can't let a congressman carry concealed in Washington, D.C. But we're going to do something to shut those guns down. And I'm going to let Dianne Feinstein put the stuff in the bill. You put in everything that you want in this bill. We're going to get that through. Don't put in anything about reciprocity. That would kill the bill. Congressman, you don't get to put that in there. Now, we're not doing anything to protect your rights or the border. We're just going to do stuff to make me look good. Going to make me look good. Well, I don't know about that. As I point out on Politico, could GOP inaction on guns hand the House to the Democrats? This is the issue they want to run on. They've lost on identity politics. They have lost on tax reform. People like the tax cuts that President Trump put in. Hugely popular. People are seeing the crumbs now in their paycheck. And they like those crumbs. And Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats handed Trump a massive victory by the things that they had to say. I mean, it would have been good enough if just with a tax cut. But with them doubling down, Chuck Schumer saying, you're going to rue the day that you put those tax cuts through. Nancy Pelosi mocking bonuses and pay raises and jobs, saying they're nothing but crumbs. That was the election right there on a silver platter from the Democrats. And now we want to make it about gun control. And that plays to their strength. That place of their activism, especially when we join in and say that the NRA is a problem, as President Trump did. He actually taunted a Republican, I think it was a senator, who said something. He goes, you're afraid of the NRA, aren't you? You're afraid of the NRA. You're afraid of those murderers. He didn't say that. but that was implied because we've been hearing that for the last week. And as they point out at Politico, they say a renewed nationwide push for gun control faces an uphill battle in Congress. Some progressive outside groups are prodding Democrats to make gun restrictions the driving issue in the midterms. And there are signs that some candidates will take heed, using GOP inaction on guns as one piece of a larger action against a Republican-controlled Congress. So if you make this about gun control, and President Trump, if you come out and say, I want to do something, I'm not controlled by the NRA like those GOP senators and congressmen. I'm a good guy. You're already running for 2020. But you know what? You got to make it past the impeachment that happens if the Democrats win in 2018. So if you're going to use them and throw them under the bus, along with the NRA and the Second Amendment, then you're going to lose in 2018. You're going to make this the issue. You're going to try to make yourself look good by making other people and the Second Amendment look bad. You're going to lose. You're going to play to their strengths. And then they're going to impeach you. They don't need a reason. But if they need a reason, we've got Jared Kushner, your son-in-law, getting millions of dollars in loans after a White House meeting. They'll come up with any excuse. And there might be some stuff there. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk like a man, too. Don't throw your friends, don't throw principles under the bus to make yourself look good in a virtue-signaling way. Let's play this clip, clip number four, guys. Let's play this clip from yesterday's meeting. As the NRA said, it's great TV, but bad policy, and it's bad politics, too, folks. Let's play this clip from President Trump at the meeting where he's virtue-signaling about the NRA.
You can't buy a handgun at 18, 19, or 20. You have to wait till you're 21. But you can buy the gun, the weapon used in this horrible shooting at 18. You are going to decide. The people in this room pretty much are going to decide. But I would give very serious thought to it. I can say that the NRA is opposed to it. And I'm a fan of the NRA. I mean, there's no bigger fan. I'm a big fan of the NRA. They want to do it. These are great people. These are great patriots. They love our country. But that doesn't mean we have to agree on everything. It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
you know why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right?
No, an issue.
No, the NRA
5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a big issue right now. A lot of people are talking about it. But a lot of people are afraid of that issue, raising the age for that weapon to 21.
And that wasn't the only time he attacked the NRA in the meeting. One of the other things he said, some of you people are petrified of the NRA. You can't be petrified. The NRA is a bad guy. The NRA is a symbol for gun owners to the people on the left. And let's understand that they don't represent all gun owners. A lot of people have other groups that they go to. There's the National Association of Gun Rights. There's Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt that I interviewed. Last week, I think, or the beginning of this week, I can't remember when it was, but just the last couple of days, I interviewed Larry Pratt. He has always been uncompromising on your right to defend yourself and on the Constitution. But we can always virtue signal about the NRA and throw them under the bus. You guys are petrified of them. You're afraid of them, aren't you? If you weren't, you would do what David Hogg says, right? You would do what CNN says. You would do what George Clooney says, but you're afraid of the NRA, aren't you? And to bring up the NRA, after all this talk, get video clip number 10. After all this talk about this stuff, you know, and we've seen for a week now, the NRA has been demonized as killers. Let's play a clip of that. Here's a clip of the NRA killers.
I know I just talked about some very depressing issues, but I want to say that is the most uplifting news I have heard in a while. It's been very tough going to my state capital in Tallahassee and being told that I won't be able to do anything, or the Hill in Washington, D.C., and facing some trouble. But I'm glad to see that companies are finally hearing not only the children's outcry, but everybody in this country who is sick and tired of the dysfunctional laws and system that we have set in place. I'm glad that Dick's Sporting Goods supports common sense gun laws, such as an 18-year-old should not be able to buy a shotgun or an AR-15. That's just not sensible. And I'm glad that companies, which are what will stop the NRA from doing what they're doing, and basically killing kids, the companies are going to be the ones
killing
that
kids
are going to stop this. And I'm calling out every single company right now who is not in favor of cutting their ties with the NRA. The NRA has shown themselves to be toxic, vile, and to not support the right to live, which is in the preamble of the Constitution. I want them to remember, they always talk about the Second Amendment, but that preamble is
not in the preamble of the Constitution, it's the Declaration of Independence.
Because of its importance and its necessity for America to be the way it is.
I'm not going to be lectured by this arrogant, ignorant child. He's a good example for why we need to raise the voting age. The voting age. At the same time, these people are saying they're not mature enough to drive a car. They're not mature enough to buy cigarettes or alcohol. They're not mature enough to have a gun. But let's lower the voting age to 16. Okay. All right. That's the insanity of the left. And that's the insanity of Alfonso Calderon, who said that. Basically, the NRA is basically killing children, he said. And President Trump says, you're petrified of the NRA. Some of you people are afraid of the NRA doing that. Well, the NRA had something to say about that. As I pointed out, they said, great TV, but very bad policy. The Guardian called the NRA, asked if Trump's comments represent a betrayal of NRA members or if the group would change its position to support the president's new agenda. Well, you know, we've got a new president. Maybe we got a new constitution. That's what President Trump said. He says, you got a new president here. Who are you? Who are you? We're waiting to see who you really are. Because you tell us one thing, you tell them another thing, and then later on we'll find out if it's something else. Anybody who lies to somebody else and does it on television will lie to you. So who is he lying to now? Who is he lying to now? The NRA came out and said, the National Rifle Association has always supported efforts to secure our schools and to keep firearms out of the hands of those who are a danger to themselves or others, whether they are criminals or mentally ill. This can be accomplished without shifting the focus, the blame, or the burden onto safe, law-abiding gun owners. But President Trump wants to play the blame game. He wants to shift the burden on gun owners. When the law enforcement officers in Broward County couldn't be bothered to do their job, when the Navy couldn't be bothered to do their job, they don't even put these people on the background check list, the database. So how are you going to do a background check if they don't put the data in? Because they've got a political agenda with the Promise Program. He's got all of his little Lake Wobegon criminals down there in Broward County. Can't put them in. That'll be a pipeline in prison if we put them in. And I think they're coming after black folks more. So let's not just report crime at all, period. You've got this corrupt sheriff, 66 probes of criminal misconduct in the Broward Sheriff's Office since 2012. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about SSRIs. We can pretend that we're going to talk about mental illness. Let's not talk about that. And then let's not even talk about any kind of due process. Let's just take the stuff and, you know, we're going to do something. I'm going to throw people and principals under the bus, and we're just going to move along. Well, you know, as President Trump is saying this, and he says, I'm taking the guns early, like in a crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. You go to court, it'd take a long time. You know, we're going to take the guns first, and we're going to go through due process second. Well, Jonathan Turley, who is a lawyer, had something to say about this, because everybody's saying, you know, this is like the ticking time clock thing that is always put out there to justify government torture. Say, oh, you know, this is like 24. You know, you've got to find out where the bomb is hidden. Quick, pull off his fingernails. Yeah, that always works in real life, doesn't it? No, never does, actually. The people who have actually been there have said that. And as Jonathan Turley points out about this, he says, there are circumstances where police can act under clearly defined standards to seize guns pending a judicial review. Those circumstances, however, would likely involve a court order or evidence of a criminal violation. You understand that? Evidence of a criminal violation. For example, if the police had probable cause to believe that a student could not possess a gun by law or was mentally unstable, in other words, a dangerous person, they could remove the gun. However, the president's comment came off a bit like the Red Queen's rule of sentence first, verdict afterward. See, if we got a dangerous person, and President Trump hinted to this, he said, well, maybe the knife too. If we got a dangerous person, put the person in prison. Don't open up the mentally insane institutions and put the people out on the street, which is what happened under Reagan. If they're dangerous, put them in jail. Give them a speedy trial. It's outlined in the Sixth Amendment. They have the right to bail and a speedy trial.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components.
They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In Texas, it's David Knight.
But I got a couple more things to say about gun control here, and then we're going to move on to what's happening in New York. They are slouching toward Sharia. I'm going to tell you what's happening with that, as well as the high-tech tyranny of shutting down our free speech. Several articles about that, talking about what China has done, censoring Winnie the Pooh, because people are putting pictures up saying that President Xi looks like Winnie the Pooh. And quite frankly, No, I think Mao looks a bit like Mickey Mouse or Winnie the Pooh. He had those things that came out on either side of his head, but not so much President Xi. I think he's got a little bit of a thin skin, don't you? People there are kind of worried that he's turning it into North Korea. Because, you know, they've got this constitution and he's changing it. And of course, they've never really paid any attention to it either. Kind of like what we have in the United States right now. That's what this debate is really about. We got a constitution that they've been busy, redacting, cutting pieces out of it, crumpling it up, burning it in some cases, like Obama. And, now we got some of the same stuff going through on this, watch, looks like. I wanted to get back to the comments from lawyer Jonathan Turley, talking about President Trump, who said, take the guns first, go through due process second. And again, everybody thinks that we've got to, we got an emergency here, we got to do something about it. And yes, we know that the government fails to act on many different cases. And that is not an argument for more government. That is an argument for more liberty, more ability to be able to protect yourself, folks. That's the argument. It's strange to me how they can see the problem and gloss over the solution. It's kind of like the witch hunt in Monty Python, Holy Grail. if she's a witch, you know, she would float. Therefore, she's made of wood or whatever. So burn her. Yeah, she's made of wood. So anyway, this is the kind of logic that we've seen from them. When they talk about the fact that, oh, well, you know, the Second Amendment was put in there because they had slave militias to keep the slaves under control with firearms. Okay, if you believe that, then the way that you correct that is not by taking away the Second Amendment and making us all slaves on a plantation. But what you do is you arm people, which is what the original Black Panthers understood. I've talked to Larry Pinkney, and that was one of the key things. They got dangerous because of that, and because they got away from the Black Panthers got away from the narrowly defined demographics that they had focused on. And once they started bringing all the people of all races in the community together and saying, hey, you know what, we need to arm ourselves to prevent police tyranny and so forth, that's when they got dangerous. That's when they shut them down. After they got over their racism and their demagoguery and their demographics and their identity politics, that's when the Black Panthers had to be shut down. When they said, let's get everybody together and let's make sure that we got a community and we can protect ourselves. That's when they got really dangerous to the government. So let's go back to this whole idea that we've got to get the guns first and shut this down. As I pointed out, Jonathan Turley said, yeah, you've got circumstances where the police can do that. They can take somebody's gun. But under the Sixth Amendment that President Trump evidently doesn't care for, if he's actually, in fact, read it, you do get a speedy trial. You get a right to defend yourself in public, a public trial, not a secret trial, not in a kangaroo secret court like the FISA court. You get a chance to do this in public with a jury, and you get to call witnesses in your defense, which they deny to people that they want to come after. They deny witnesses to those who are at the Bundy Ranch standoff. No. You can't bring them in as witnesses. No. Can't do that. Can't do that if you're Ross Ulbricht, because they want to shut you down because they don't like the things that you're selling on your website or the fact that you're taking cryptocurrency. No. You can't call in those witnesses. And you can't tell people about the agents who are investigating you and committing crimes at the same time. No, you can't tell people about that until a whistleblower did it in the Bundy trial. And then the judge was busted. She had to turn around because she couldn't walk down that path anymore. She'd already done it multiple trials before that, and she'd done it up to that point in this trial, in that trial, that final trial. But it was a whistleblower, a good guy in the government, who took that out. But they didn't have any good guy whistleblower in the trial of Ross Ulbricht of Silk Road. And so he's looking at multiple life sentences, no possibility of parole, this young guy, for operating a website that the government didn't like. So we have these protections because this is nothing new. They had seen this from governments throughout history, throughout Europe. They had lived under governments like this. They had lived under governments that put out general warrants that were not specific. You know, like you can search Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. They'd lived under governments like that. They knew where that leads. They fought a violent revolution to make sure that they didn't live under a government like that. And they said that the purpose of government was to protect our rights and our liberties. That's the purpose of government. Not to keep us safe. Because when the government destroys those rights and liberties, then it is our right to alter or abolish it. How are we going to do that if we don't have firearms? How are you going to do that? And how are you going to protect your life and your liberty? And you don't have a life if you don't have liberty. As Jefferson said, the hand of force can destroy them, but cannot disjoin them. You can't have one without the other. You're nothing but a lifeless slave if you go down that road. But he points out, he says, yeah, they can do that if somebody is mentally unstable. You need to still give them due process, and you need to give it to them quickly. Not keep them in jail for years and years like they did with the Bundys, like they did with Ross Ulbricht and others. Okay, there's a, and the reason they can't do a speedy trial is because the government is out there prosecuting all kinds of things that aren't crimes, that aren't crimes. They've got the courts and the prisons clogged with people as part of their drug prohibition, as part of fines and other things like that that they don't like. So they put you in jail for that. But if you're a threat to the other people, oh, no, we've had three Supreme Court decisions, 1981, 1989, 2005, saying that the government has no duty to protect you. No duty to protect you. So stop throwing away your liberty and freedom thinking that they're going to protect you. They've told you multiple times at the Supreme Court, just as recently as 2005, they don't have any duty to protect you. And so don't keep falling for that sucker game. I'll give up my freedom, and they're going to keep me safe. He points out the president's comment came off a bit like the Red Queen's rule of sentence first, verdict afterwards. He said the president's embracing of the gun control measures clearly shocked some Republicans and delighted Dianne Feinstein, who was described as literally jumping for joy. And he said Clinton was famous for his triangulation strategy. So if you think he's playing 4D chess and he's triangulating people, understand how this triangulation is going to work, because Jonathan Turley laid it out precisely for you as well. He sees it too. He said Trump seemed willing to oppose the NRA on these issues and to force GOP congressmen and senators into a political vice between the White House and the NRA. So you make this election and not about your tax cuts. Though it was a big win for the GOP politicians as well as President Trump. But if President Trump makes this not about their victory, but he makes it about gun control, if he throws the NRA under the bus, and if he throws these GOP members into a vice where they're trapped between the NRA and, let's just say, all gun owners, and anybody who understands anything about the Constitution and individual liberty, if he's going to make that choice with people and he's going to put them in that box and he's going to hand this issue on a silver platter to the Democrats, then be prepared for massive losses that are going to result in your impeachment. That's your 4D chess right there, right there. I'm not the only one who sees it. Most Americans blame the school shooting on government and not guns. We just had a Rasmussen poll saying 54% of Americans believe government failure is to blame in the mass shooting. Of course it is. That's why I call him Sheriff Benghazi. No matter how many times you call this corrupt individual, he never shows up, just like Hillary Clinton, his other pal. He's got a Lamborghini. He could get there pretty quickly. But no, he's interested in playing with his toys and keeping people from going in. The stand down our order that was given, that is now come out. And not only standing down the deputies from going in, but telling the EMT personnel they can't go in while you got students bleeding out on the floor. That's the government protecting you right there. Protecting you right there. When we come back, we've got another video that I think you'll find interesting about that shooting. Stay with us. Be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Guns could have saved Jews from the Holocaust, says an Alaska congressman, and he's being mocked for that now. He said, how many millions of people were shot and killed because they were unarmed? 50 million in Russia alone, says Representative Don Young of Alaska. And now he is being mocked for that comment. What he's talking about there, folks, is democide, death by government. 50 million in Russia, 78 million by Mao, tens of millions more by Hitler. It wasn't just the Jews that he was killing. He's killing his own people as well. Everybody that he thought as a political opponent, anybody that the mentally ill, so forth. I mean, that's the way these guys operate. And, you know, one of my favorite organizations about 20 years ago was Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership. The guy who had that died, and I haven't really followed them since then. I don't even know if they're still in existence. But one of the things that they would always point out is this very thing. And, you know, when you go back and you look at the Warsaw Uprising, why did that tie down a panzer division for a couple of months? Why did they eventually have to burn the city down because they couldn't take the city? Did they have panzer tanks or something? Did they have massive heavy weaponry? No, it started with a couple of hammers, and they got some firearms off of some individuals, and then they got some more firearms using those firearms and so forth and so on until they had just small arms. They had rifles and pistols and things like that. And in an urban environment, the best troops in the world with the best equipment in the world, had to eventually just burn the entire city down because they couldn't take it. So when people tell you you can't do anything to defend yourself against the governments know that very well. They know how dangerous an armed population is to an oppressive government. And we don't have to have that conversation again or go through that again if we can learn from history. But evidently, we've got political leaders as well as high school students who haven't learned anything from history. And when we look at this discussion about what are we going to do, let's take the guns first and then we'll have due process. And of course, they're talking about mental health a great deal. I've got an article here from altmarket.com. It's on Zero Hedge. Gun rights and mental health restrictions, a slippery slope. Boy, is it ever. Slippery slope, Pandora's box, you pick your favorite metaphor here. But as he points out here, placing the blame on a particular tool used in a crime does not solve the problem, folks. It doesn't. And so what we see here are a couple of different things. Number one, we see that mental health is now being put out there, also throwing gun owners, law-abiding gun owners under the bus. But it's being put out there. But what they're not talking about are the psychotropic drugs that make things worse. And our policies of not reporting the mentally ill, not reporting criminal actions, not locking people up, not giving them due process, and then locking them up if they are, in fact, dangerous. We don't talk about that, no. Secondly, you want to put a focus on mental health in terms of the Parkland shooting. They're glossing over the vast failings of the FBI and local law enforcement. Sheriff Benghazi and the FBI, who's into political coups. And Sheriff Benghazi, who's into playing Miami Vice. So they gloss over all that. And the 66 different charges. I don't even have time to read them. I mean, things like, this is 66 probes of criminal misconduct in his department, in Sheriff Benghazi's department since 2012. Things like sexual battery, vehicular homicide, reckless driving, perjury, falsifying records, grand theft, insurance fraud, attempted murder, discharging a fire, et cetera, et cetera. Discharging a firearm inside a vehicle. So those are people we can trust, right? We don't need to pay any attention to the broken law enforcement. Instead, we just need to do more background checks with a database that they're not putting any data in it. But then the real question becomes this. If we're not going to pay any attention to the psychotropic drugs that are there, and if we're going to pretend that we didn't have any massive government failures, we're just going to have more government, the question becomes this. Who gets to decide who's mentally ill? Who gets to decide what the standard of mental illness is? What is going to be the due process, if in fact we're going to have any due process about this? Would a list of mentally defective people fall under Orwellian standards? We have seen this as a tool of tyrants, not just confiscating the guns, but declaring people mentally ill and doing it without trials. No public trial. We just put you on. We'll put you on a list. You know, we got the no-fly list. The Democrats have said we need a no-buy list. And you don't know you're on the list. And you don't know why you're on the list. And you can't see the charges against you. And you can't ever know if you're off the no-fly list. That was one of the first stories I covered here. Guy stuck in Hawaii. Didn't know he was on the list. Going to visit his wife who was in the military. Got taken off of a military plane in Hawaii, stranded there. Why am I on the list? Can't tell you. How do I get off the list? Won't tell you. I mean, this is Kafka. What if your opposition is not to authority in general, but to corrupt authority specifically? You know, they call it a mental illness. Oppositional defiance disorder. Odd. I'm sure I would be diagnosed with that in a heartbeat. I've had a problem with oppositional corrupt authority ever since I met my first crossing guard in elementary school. So I'm sure I would be on the list of mentally ill people. I take my guns. The problem with government and psychiatric institutions, they point out, joining forces to determine constitutional rights for individuals should be obvious. We have seen this pattern of behavior many times before. And so the question is, if we're not going to talk about mental illness in conjunction with psychotropic drugs that exacerbate the problem, but we can't talk about that because they sponsor the legacy media, and they got lots of money, and you're talking about who's controlling this debate, it's not the NRA. It's Big Pharma and the AMA. They're talking about this. So if we can't do that seriously, we can't have a serious discussion about that. If we can't have a discussion about the failure of law enforcement, we're going to pretend that more background checks are going to do it when they don't put the data in the database. We must understand that mental illness, mental health can be exploited as a subversive means to undermine our freedom. That's the bottom line, folks. And so let's play a clip here as we look at all this. And we say, you know, is it crazy to think that the government could do things like 9/11? Is it crazy to think that they could pull off a false flag terror attack, that they would actually kill people to get an agenda through? Let's take a look at this clip, another clip from the Florida high school. As the kids are talking about the active shooter drill, we just had a teacher who said, yeah, it was a code red drill. We were told they were going to be coming here with guns and firing blanks at the same time. And then it turned out it was real. Here's the clip from CBS. I'm sorry, NBC. This is a drill, blowing the whistle, running through the halls, panic.
What you are watching is
shooting a gun into a classroom. Oh, it's blanks, of course, right?
It's the 13th such drill the school district has staged in the past year. And the victims are students, all volunteers.
Because they told us that they were going to have, like, fake, you know, and have people being taken away and, like, have them scream or whatever. So I was like,
A school drill? Like,
yeah,
is that
a drill?
I was just thinking of places I would hide or run if
she got blood all over her face.
Happened.
She got, like, a hole in her neck and a hole in her head with makeup on.
Look, you know, they could be practicing a code red. They talked about doing this. They even talked about police coming on and, you know, shooting blanks, you know, to see what would happen, you know.
And schools
that's a different teacher than we played the other day.
Texas to Indiana to Oregon have staged the kind of drill you are seeing here.
And then I ran past the office and I saw more people dead, like kids I see in choir every day.
She's got a bullet wound right smack
and
in the middle of her head.
It's starting to get to me, and then I saw the gunman like right in front of me, and I stopped and I meant to run, but I was kind of frozen in my spot, and he shot me, and I was like, I died. So.
It has been to send adults playing the role of homicidal gunmen into schools. It has been to teach kids the best way to shield their bodies from the bullets. This is duck and cover for a new generation. But of course, our old Cold War adversaries are gone. The enemy now.
Okay, and of course their duck and cover is just as effective as the duck and cover that they gave us during the Cuban Missile Crisis. If the Cubans launch some nuclear missiles, I want you kids to put your head in the desk and get down there beside your desk and you'll be fine. Uh-huh. And these are the solutions that they're selling us now. It is duck and cover for the 21st century. All right, we got to take a break. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this 34-hour Paul Revere 2018 Mega Special. We have many, many products there, too many to talk about, that are on discount 30 to 80%. We've got apparel, much of it, 80% off. We have True Whey Protein, 50% off. We have prebiotic fiber, fiber and probiotics together, good bacteria for your body, and also help you feel fuller. Probiotic fiber is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the Aegis Armor Backpack Insert, 20% off. So take a look at the specials that we have as part of this InfoWars Live Paul Revere 2018. When we come back, I'm going to talk about New York and how it is sliding into Sharia. We have Mark Moreno of Climate Depot is going to be joining us in the next hour. He's going to be talking about climate change. So we're going to be changing the subject and talking about even Barack Obama being opposed by community organizers who don't like the shrine that he's building to himself for $500 million. And you know what they said to them? These black activists in Chicago, they said, "You're racist." It kind of gets tired. That's why they need gun control, and it's being handed to them on a silver platter to win the 2018 midterm elections.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Mental illness is rampant in the United States. And I'm not talking about the kind of mental illness you think that has one out of six Americans on SSRI drugs or a million kids under 6 years old on SSRI drugs. Psychotropic drugs. No. Now, that's a form of mental illness to put them on that. And it's a form of mental illness to think that the government is going to keep you safe if you give up your liberties. And so let's talk a little bit about how our liberties have been taken and how we have seen these things manifest themselves. You know, you may not be somebody who turns to recreational drugs and use them as recreation to escape the world that you live in. You may not be using them as a crutch, but nevertheless, you may wind up getting addicted to opioids, as so many people have, simply because you trusted a doctor or a hospital or some other healthcare provider who, in turn, has been trusting the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies and Fox News and CNN who sell these products. And they may have gotten you addicted to opioid or to fentanyl. And as I pointed out the other day, in a single photo, why fentanyl is deadlier than heroin in a single photo, and yet they're putting these things out all over the place. And you can get it in the mail from China. But it's the demand part of it. And it's people who get blindsided with this because they aren't looking at this. They're trusting people to take care of them. That picture right there, heroin. On the left, a 30-milligram dose. And you can see it's a little bit of it in the bottom of a bottle and then just a couple of grains of fentanyl. Those are fatal doses of each of those things. Just 3-milligram dose, just a couple of grains, enough to kill an average size adult male there on the left. But there's other aspects of this as well. You know, there's a report that's been circulating around about a urine test that this lady over in Houston got. She went to the doctor. She was having back pain. And it was from a spinal abnormality. She said, I could not live with the pain. So she goes to the doctor and they give her some drugs and so forth. She was not addicted to opioids, but they did some urine tests. And the office did this test because they've got so many people who are addicted to fentanyl or to OxyContin or these other opioids. After she had a disc removed from her back in December 2015, her surgeon prescribed an opioid painkiller. The lab then, finding that, does a full suite of tests, and she gets a bill for $17,850 for a urine test. Now, you may think that the war on drugs isn't going to affect you until they confiscate your business or your home or your car or your cash and do it under civil asset forfeiture, and you never even get charged with the crime. They say, yeah, we know you didn't have anything to do with it, but we think that this inanimate object did, so we're going to charge the inanimate object with it. We're going to say that it's not a crime. It is a rule violation. We're going to charge the object. United States government versus Learjet serial number, blah, blah, blah. Or the United States government versus $5,000 in cash. Now, you can sue us if you want to get this stuff back, but you'll have to sue us because you don't get any due process in court. You know, we take the stuff and then the due process comes later. And you can hire a lawyer if you want due process because we're not going to give it to you. We're not going to give you a day in court. You're not going to get a a jury. No, we're just going to take the stuff. This is why President Trump's careless, trolling remarks yesterday made me so furious. I've seen this happen a very long time. And this is where this is going. But just understand, as we look at this fentanyl, in 3 months, enough fentanyl was smuggled across the border to kill 36 million Americans, because it doesn't take much. It just takes a couple of grains. But, you know, prohibition is going to work so well with gun control. And 22 years ago, they did total prohibition in Australia, but they just had an amnesty period where they turned in 57,000 guns. How many more are in Australia? Well, there's no limit, because prohibition does not work. It didn't work with alcohol. It hasn't worked with drugs. It isn't going to work with guns. But you know what they're coming after next? Not just your free speech. Not just your ability to shoot, but they're coming after your movement. They're going to ban you from your cars. We've got NPR bragging about how free transit is going to be used to lure Germans from their cars. And they say, we're considering public transport free of charge in order to reduce the number of private cars. Say, that's public enemy number one, having private cars and the freedom to travel. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
China is going to ban the letter N. The letter N, no longer in China. And when I saw that, I said, you know, I would have thought they would have gone after L and R first. Because they have a hard time. You know, rah-rah-rah-rah-rah, remember Christmas Story? My second Christmas Story reference in one show, how about that? No, you know, that is, it is something, and it's, I'm not making fun of Chinese people. I mean, when we went to adopt my daughter from China, we had a really sharp guy who was our translator. And he went everywhere with us, and as we got her, we said, hey, let's go to Walmart and get her some clothes. Get a stroller and so forth, and but he didn't say Walmart. He spoke really good English, except when it came to Walmart. And because of the L and because of the R, it just tied up his tongue. He looked like he was trying to chew peanut butter or something on a dry mouth. I mean, Walmart, you know, he could not do it. And all of us, including him, were laughing about it. I mean, I couldn't even come close to pronouncing a single word in Chinese. And this guy is speaking my language. But it is something about L's and R's that they have a problem with. Because, you know, just like it's very hard for us to, English speakers, to say certain words in German. Or vice versa. Because of certain sounds that they have in their language that we don't have in our language. But they banned the letter N. Nobody knows why they banned the letter N. Now, they do know why they banned other things that just came out from the Chinese dictator. He has banned Animal Farm and 1984. I guess we would call it Amel Farm. Amel Farm. Because you can't have an N in there, right? He banned Amel Farm. In 1984. I understand why he would ban those Orwellian novels, because that's what they're going into. This is a guy who is concerned that people have been trolling him, putting up pictures of Winnie the Pooh. And so instead of doing the right thing, instead of not being a tyrant or a dictator, he's decided that he will take down the pictures that they troll him with. And why are they upset with him? Well, they've not only taken out the letter N, they've not only shut down 1984 and Animal Farm, but they've also gone to look at search terms for I object, or proclaimed king, or tenure system, as well as Winnie the Pooh. And so the Great Firewall of China, the people who have been leading the world in censorship. And remember, we had George W. Bush saying, gee, I wish I could do what the people in China do, just say, take this away. Well, you know, President Trump is now saying, I'm going to ban bump stocks with executive order. Whatever you think about bump stocks, and understand, bump stocks are a gimmick, they're a toy, and what President Trump is proposing to do with the ban of those toys is also a gimmick for public consumption. But to set up the precedent that you're going to ban things by executive order, that is really dangerous. And the people in China understand that. And the people in Hong Kong are especially afraid of what the Chinese are going to do. For a very long time, and I tell you, when we went to Hong Kong as part of the adoption thing on our way back, we went through Hong Kong, one of the nicest cities I've ever been in. People so incredibly nice and friendly. And it was a city-state that Milton Friedman used to talk about in Free to Choose, a model for liberty. Why is that? Well, the government wasn't very interested in the people of Hong Kong. They had the British government there. They had their own issues. They weren't really interested in governing Hong Kong. They weren't using it for their own power. You know, they had, when we were there, it's been about 12, 13 years ago, actually, now. They had different Hong Kong dollar notes. I looked at these things and I thought, wow, this is really interesting because here's the same denomination of Hong Kong dollar and it looks radically different. And colors were different, the sizes were different and everything. And then it says, you know, this is produced by this bank and this is issued by that bank. They didn't have a central bank that was issuing currency. It was done the way it used to be done in the United States, where you would have private banks would issue the currency and they would have to keep the current, they would have to keep gold on reserve behind that. And that's what they did in Hong Kong. A lot of things that were very interesting about Hong Kong. But of course, Britain had a 99-year lease that they had gotten at the point of a gun from the Chinese. And as that was expiring and the Chinese communists were very interested in taking that back as a point of pride, they just turned it up back over to them and said, okay, well, we'll create it as a separate autonomous region and we'll kind of leave them alone. Yeah, right. Now they're coming. What's the first thing that the Chinese communists did in Hong Kong? They went for the education system and the people there understood what that was about. And they've had massive pushbacks against that. So there's been a lot of criticism of Xi. Why? Because he's doing things to change the Constitution. He's put forth a package of amendments to the Constitution. One of those would say that he doesn't have a term limit anymore. He can stay more than two terms. That was something that was in the Constitution. That's why they're saying things like, I object, or proclaimed king, because of that. And, you know, China, like most authoritarian countries, has a wonderful Constitution. They just don't pay any attention to it. Kind of like the Washington government that we have. We got a great Constitution. They just don't pay any attention to it. Other changes include adding his political thoughts to the document and broadly strengthening the Communist Party's grip on power. Now, they really like him, but they understand where this is going to lead. And it's important that we understand where things are going to lead. And people are putting out comments like, oh, we're going to become North Korea, or we're following the example of our neighbor. And this is the Constitution they've had since 1954, and it has been, quote, continuously improved. Yeah, that's another euphemism for this kind of stuff. Now, I've been talking about the First Amendment. I've been talking about the Second Amendment. I've been talking about censorship, a good example of it here in China. But we have now this $40 million grant, the Global Engagement Center, that is going to be funded by the Pentagon. They're not going to fund the wall on the border. No, not going to defend the country. Not going to put America first. Not going to take any money or soldiers to defend the border. No, they're going to work with their allies in Silicon Valley to make sure they shut down any of them pesky Russians who threw the election, right? just like that. Hang on to your hats, folks, because it's going to be coming very soon. When we look at what YouTube has been doing here, the Google division said that in December that it would assign more than 10,000 people to moderate content after a year of scandals over fake and inappropriate content on the world's largest video site. Oh yeah, we got to do something about that, right? That was basically a narrative from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And as I point out, one guy, Titus Frost, was banned from the site, as well as Jerome Corsi, they mentioned, from the right-wing conspiracy website InfoWars. Said on Tuesday that they'd taken down his videos, disabled his live stream. YouTube said content was taken down by mistake, but they didn't address specific cases, and it's unclear if they meant to take action on the accounts of people like Jerome Corsi and Titus Frost. They said, we'll reinstate any videos that were removed in error. And on Tuesday, an InfoWars article, they said, stated that Google was purging conservative media. Now, why would we say that? Because they were? It's not a question. I mean, here they say, oh, we're a conspiracy website because we say that they're taking down channels and they're putting strikes against us for things that there's no reason to put strikes against us. And they're doing it on a political basis. And then saying that, quote, CNN and other news outlets were lobbying Google to terminate the InfoWars channel. We've shown you the article from CNN. This is Bloomberg, of course. Oh, you can rely on Bloomberg. They're going to tell you the truth, right? When CNN says, look, they're just one or two strikes away from having their entire channel removed. And we've been calling Google and asking them, why didn't you mark this video as well? They're bullying and harassing students while CNN was bullying and harassing students on the right at the same time. Pay no attention to that. Pay no attention to that. They were actively bragging about it. Yes, that is lobbying. They're bragging about the fact that they were lobbying, but Bloomberg pretends that that's just a conspiracy theory from us. Meanwhile, we've got Trump's Facebook algorithm declining by 45% following an algorithm change. As Zuckerberg, this is a Breitbart article, Zuckerberg claimed that the change was aimed to give greater emphasis to posts from friends, families, and groups and have broadly trusted news sources like Fox News and CNN. Representative Newswhip confirmed that Breitbart's reading of the data was correct, went down 45% with no change in activity from President Trump. But they can shadow ban the president. They can shadow ban anybody. That's what we're facing here. The push against the First Amendment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen,
is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Communicate, shoot. You control those three things, you control your enemy. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to control our speech with communications, with the federal government giving grants to work with their allies in Silicon Valley to censor speech. And of course, this is the deep state. They're already censoring President Trump by algorithm, taking away 45% of his engagement on Facebook. Just like that. Just like that. And they're working to do more of this stuff, but that's one aspect of it. The other part of it is coming after the Second Amendment. And again, if President Trump is going to start triangulating himself for the 2020 election, he may want to not do that and throw the GOP Congress under the bus, create divisions within his base by attacking the NRA, by attacking the GOP congressmen, and giving the issue of gun control to the Democrats for them to run on. Instead, run on your strengths. Run on the strength of the tax cuts and then do something about immigration instead of constantly pandering to the dreamers as he's doing. That's going to cost the election too. People are sick and tired of being told one thing during the election and then seeing something else when you govern. So you want to betray us on the border. You want to betray us on the Second Amendment, and you think that's going to give you, you're going to move, pivot towards the Democrats. Good luck with that. Because you won't even make it to the 2020 election. You'll be impeached with this new Democrat Senate if you do that. You're going to throw the GOP under the bus. That's what's going to happen. But the other part of this is the movement part. And as I said at the top of the hour, we got a statement here from the Germans. They want so badly to get you out of your private cars and to limit your ability to move around that they are not only subsidizing electric cars, which nobody wants to buy even with a subsidy. They got a war on diesel fuel, and so they do as well in the United States. $4 billion fine against Volkswagen, one executive in jail for supposedly cheating on their emission test. Nobody died in that. I mean, we got people dying every day about these airbags, but they are not too concerned about that. No criminal charges there. And we've seen cases in the past where companies have rushed to market with products that they knew were not safe. They got fines, but they were a fraction of what this is. No, they've got a different agenda with this. You know, one of the things that we saw, and we're going to be talking to Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, in the next segment about climate stuff. We got a new story out. Loretta Lynch used a fake name as attorney general. Oh, well, imagine that. We had Lisa Jackson doing the same thing, the first EPA administrator of the Obama administration. And she was telling everybody at the same time that she was using aliases so she could avoid people seeing what she was doing. She told everybody that diesel fumes, smoke, fine particulate matter was killing more people than cancer. It was an absolute lie. At the same time she was doing that, she was testing on humans that they had selected at the EPA in North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina, that selected people who had respiratory and heart issues so they could make a case that it was that dangerous. And they couldn't make the case, but they were still willing to kill people in order to make the case for more regulations and lie to you on Congress telling you that it was a fatal thing. So this is the way these guys operate. But they want to take away your private cars. And so they're going to offer public transport free of charge. They're talking about doing this in some of the German cities. Germany's considering free public transit in cities so they can get rid of cars. Why? Because they want to control you. You want to know where this is going? I mean, take a look at this story from the LA Times a couple of days ago. Mad about LA's air quality, air quality, blame common products like hairspray and paint. I mean, they're going to put us into a kind of a situation like I had in the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton, you know, where the Joker poisoned all the, all the cosmetics and people were going on the news and they hadn't showered for days or whatever. I mean, there's no end to the insanity of what they will do to make sure that they can control your transportation so they can control you. They don't know. They want to know everything that you do and everywhere you go. This story that came out of The Verge a couple of days ago, Palantir has secretly been using New Orleans to test its predictive policing technology. In May and June of 2013, when New Orleans' murder rate was the sixth highest in the United States, they started working with Palantir. And even the city council didn't know. Nobody, as I point out, no one in New Orleans even knows about this, to my knowledge. In fact, key city council members and attorneys contacted by The Verge had no idea that this had been going on. So the police contract with this company, kind of like they have done with the contracting with Harris and surveillance technology, the Stinger program. Well, they have Palantir. Now, Palantir is very sophisticated. I did a report on this when they first, when the PRISM program surfaced. And it was interesting that they had a piece of software that was called PRISM. Palantir was started with venture capital funding by NQTEL. And what they do is they mine information. And they use this in a pre-crime format. They're also using this as parallel construction, as they point out in this article. If you want to see the article about how dangerous this is and how this company brags about the fact, they actually use the metaphor, Palantir. That is from The Lord of the Rings, and they consciously reference that. And you remember The Lord of the Rings, the Palantir were these crystals that these kings could use to communicate with each other at a distance. Perfect metaphor for the internet. And yet, as they would look into these devices, the devices looked back into them. Looked into them. Not at them, but into them. And that's exactly what they're doing with their geospatial intelligence. Looking to see where everybody is. So I'm going to put that report up on our YouTube channel if you want to see it. I did it a couple of years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, actually. It'll be on Real News with David Knight. We'll put that report up, but I've got just a little bit of time here. And I wanted to talk about how New York is slouching into Sharia. We've got Iran charging women with inciting prostitution for removing their hijabs in the protest. Remember the protest they just had in Iran? Well, they charged them with inciting prostitution. According to Amnesty International, almost 36 women have been arrested by the regime, which is afraid that other women might start to question this and other laws. So they're going to stand trial for inciting corruption and inciting prostitution because it took off their head covering. And they could face up to 10 years in prison. And then at the same time, we've got in New York this story. Three Muslim women forced to remove their hijabs for mugshots are now getting $180,000 from New York because we have to be politically correct. They said, I need to have my shot taken in a private room with only a woman present. That's the only circumstances under which I will remove my hijab. And if you don't do that, I'm going to sue you. Or if my hijab comes off because I'm struggling and resisting arrest, over some minor thing, struggling, fighting with a neighbor over a parking spot, and as I get arrested, you take my hijab off, then I'm going to sue you. And they were very happy about this. These Muslim women said, this is a great first step. Yes, it is a great first step towards the type of thing that they've got going in Iran, Sharia law. Sharia law. Because even if you have your photograph taken in private, it's going to be put in a database. Other people will see it. That's what we do when people are booked for crimes. What are they doing in Indonesia to Christians? They're flogging them. Flogging them. They were gambling somewhere. And so this is in Sumatra. I smell a giant rat. A province that has imposed strict Sharia law. And they say, well, you know, this is a very advanced province that they've got here. They've got companies like Toyota and Samsung are there. But the hardline Islamic groups have been using the country's democratic system to promote an Islamic agenda, says the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, kind of like they're doing in New York as well. But you will have groups, the liberals, just as like I was talking about with the Moonies, they like to project this vision of threatening Christianity, but they ignore what is happening with Islam. Don't look at that.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Mark Moreno is going to be joining us. He's the producer of Climate Hustle. He's also the publisher of ClimateDepot.com. And we're going to be talking to him about his new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. You know, it's very important. As he points out in this thing, that no parent should be without a copy, because it has become the primary mission of the schools to propagandize your kids about this climate change agenda. And it is propaganda. You know, we talk about white propaganda or black propaganda. This is black propaganda. These are lies to propagandize your children. So they need to understand the truth, and they're not going to get it in school. They're going to get just the opposite. They're going to be told that humans are destroying it, so we got to destroy the humans. I mean, quite frankly, and one of these days I'm going to get around to pulling it off of a tape. I took my kids to the London Children's Museum once, and I was just aghast at what was happening while they were playing this propaganda film about Gaia and how all humans were basically a virus on planet Earth and they had to be eliminated. So we're going to get to Mark in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have as part of our Paul Revere 2018 Mega Specials. We have products at InfoWarsStore.com from 30 to 80% off. Let me give you a couple of examples of this. We got Troop Whey Protein, 50% off. We have apparel, up to 80% off. Many items on clearance there. We also have prebiotic fiber, a way to support the good bacteria in your body. It gives you probiotics as well as fiber to help you feel fuller and eat less. Prebiotic fiber is now 50% off. And we also have an Aegis Armor backpack insert that is 20% off. There's still no law yet against protecting yourself with bulletproof shields here. Bulletproof armor. But don't worry, they'll come. So get it before they outlaw your ability to defend yourself with that. A great way, something that you can use yourself when you're traveling, even the airport. They don't take away your bulletproof shields that you put in your backpacks. They don't do that. So not yet anyway. So joining us now is Mark Moreno. As I pointed out, he is the chief correspondent for award-winning ClimateDepot.com, a global warming and eco news center that was founded in 2009. You can find him at ClimateDepot.com, also ClimateHustle.com. That was the film that he produced. And we're going to talk to him about his new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. Thank you for joining us, Mark. We don't hear Mark. We got Mark, but we don't have... Okay, there he is. Okay, there he is. Okay.
Yes. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you. One of the things you pointed out is that we've got a new draft report from the UN IPCC. These are the people at the United Nations who are pushing this globalist agenda. You know, you got to have a global problem for a global government to solve. And we also need a global tax for that global government to operate and solve all those problems for. So the UN IPCC has been at the center of this. And as you point out, it is a radical transformation of society. That's really the true agenda. Tell us a little bit about that in your book.
Yes, actually, I just recently interviewed Christina
Fiore, the United Nations. Oh, we're starting to lose audio again here. We're getting a little bit of a problem. Have we got his audio back? Okay, keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, all right, so we got a little bit of a problem there. You're coming across kind of like a Cylon from, what was that, Battlestar Galactica. Something is happening to your audio, and it's transforming it, so we're going to have the crew work with you. And we're going to have Mark tell us as soon as we get his audio quality back, up to a human level standards instead of a Cylon robot, then we're going to get him to comment on this. But you know, we had a couple of interesting climate developments in the last couple of days. We had a California judge, and we've had lawsuits in guess where? New York and California saying we're going to blame energy companies for global warming. Well, maybe they need to prove global warming first, but we just had a California district judge say that these lawsuits to hold energy companies responsible are not going to go through into their court. And now we've got Mark back. Okay, welcome back, Mark. Let's try the audio.
Thank you very much. Yes,
okay, we got you.
I was just saying I interviewed the former United Nations climate chief who called for a radical transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different for everyone in order to fight global warming. Yeah. And this is what their agenda is. In the book, I go through the entire UN agenda where they actually openly admit it's not about environmental policy. They actually say it's not about environmental policy. It's about wealth redistribution. They openly talk about global governance, global carbon taxes. They have a climate fund, which they've literally set up to pay off corrupt third world dictators, and the leaders who will get the most money are the ones who keep the people most locked in poverty and lack of development. So it's an actually inhumane agenda, and I interviewed the former Greenpeace co-founder who discusses all of this. This is actually the United Nations killing people. Their policy, climate policy, kills because people aren't going to be allowed to develop in Africa and Asia, South America. In the first world, I get into all the agenda about what they call degrowth, capitalism versus the climate, and planned recessions in order to fight global warming. And this is their agenda. It's exposed. I have over 1,200 footnotes in this book, including the peer-reviewed scientific data. But the UN agenda is front and center because you have to understand the why they're doing this before you can understand what and how they're distorting the science.
Absolutely. And this so-called problem of man-made global warming is the motivating factor that they propagandize children with so that we will accept their pre-planned quote-unquote solutions. And that's things like the other UN agenda, UN Agenda 21, where they want to confine you to the cities, where they want to put you in teeny tiny houses. And it, as you point out, it's a program of poverty, of control, to take away your ability to move around. And of course, private cars have got to go. They're going to offer free public transportation. If the subsidies on electric vehicles don't do it for you, they'll give away the public transportation because they got to get those private cars out of your hands. They've got to get the internal combustion engines out of people's hands because those things are going to give you freedom. They're going to be durable. They want everybody in a renter economy and controlled in these small mega cities. And that is the end game. That's the way that they control people. We see this just with the recent consumer electronics shows and everything, where they're talking about the big motor companies are saying, yeah, we see ourselves as a data company now, because they want to be able to follow everything that you do and take away your ownership and things. But the key thing, as you pointed out, is to create this problem so they can offer global governance solutions, global taxes, global government, keeping you confined in the cities, all these different things that they have in place.
Yeah, actually, one of the parts of the book, I actually go back to the 1960s, the roots of the modern environmental movement. And I actually show that it was a different environmental scare then, but the same exact solution. Back then, they were worried about overpopulation. They were worried about resource scarcity, the disappearing rainforest. But all of those old environmental scares, which were eventually replaced with global warming, all had the same solution: redistribution of wealth, central planning, global governance. And I actually have little boxes throughout the book that says different environmental scare, same solution. And it's all footnoted. It'll be like the date 1970-something. It's amazing. Their agenda has been crystal clear, unchanging, as they've done different plug-and-play environmental scares to see whatever sticks and whatever they can work to say, oh, it's alarming. I did a sit-down exclusive interview with the former Czech president, Václav Klaus. He grew up under the communism, under the Eastern Bloc, and he makes the astounding comment that with the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc, now the greatest threat to individual liberty in the world is what he calls ambitious environmentalism. In other words, the climate agenda. So we have someone who's a warrior against the old communist system and the Soviet Union, warning us that the greatest threat to individual liberty today is the climate agenda, as evidenced by Al Gore, the United Nations, John Kerry, etc.
Yeah, and I think what you said in this foreword, that parents need to be proactive in terms of educating their children, because this is their future, a future of globalist control, of poverty, of having no ownership, no liberty, if we don't get at the root cause of how they're selling this to people. I mean, people are volunteering to go into this tyranny because they think that it's otherwise they have no future, because the planet is going to melt down, all life on Earth is going to die, so therefore they will accept this solution, they will give up their property, they'll give up their liberty to a global government. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the politically incorrect guide to climate change and other things that are happening right now in this war for your freedom.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine, and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change by Mark Morano. It has just been released. It's by Regnery Books. And it is number one right now in its category on Amazon. The politically incorrect guides were something that I really loved for my kids. We homeschooled them. For example, taking a look at separation of church and state, for example, right? We had the Bill of Rights in 1791. Did you realize that for another 40-some-odd years, Massachusetts still had a state church? That's the kind of stuff you find in these politically incorrect guides. And as Mark is talking about, this is something that you need to understand, that's really going to help you to defend your liberty, to defend your property, your rights, and to defend against the schemes of global poverty and control that the UN is trying to push through with the cooperation of many, many governments around the world. You have to understand this, and your children have to understand it. Especially vital for them to understand this. Starts in kindergarten, goes all the way through college, this indoctrination. This is going to be a very valuable guide. I love the politically incorrect stuff. You know, we're talking about this, at Mark, and of course, I'm sure you're talking about the difference between climate versus weather, difference between, as a difference really between observation and assumptions that can't be tested and models that can't be tested for the most part. But now we're starting to get some of those. And as we start to get some data in that, I'm sure you've also got in there, stuff about climate gate and how they tried to hide the declines and things like this. I mean, this is a massive scam that's being put on the population. And as you pointed out, they will use anything that they can get a hold of, whether they want to pretend that it's overpopulation or global ice age that's coming or a global meltdown that is coming because of global warming. Now they just talk about climate change because they can't make up their mind.
Yeah, I go through that whole history of the name change and evolution. It used to be called the greenhouse effect back in the 80s.
I remember that.
Global warming, and they decided global warming, A, sounded too gentle, and B, we had a global warming standstill in temperatures, so that didn't like that. So then they decided every bad weather event is going to be now a proof of global warming. So if there's a heat wave in Australia, a typhoon in the Philippines, a drought in California, why, that's global warming. And I have a whole chapter just on extreme weather claims alone. And again, I cite multiple peer-reviewed study after peer-reviewed study. What they've done, I liken it to what a casino or a lottery promotion would do. They highlight every lottery or slot machine winner, and they say, look what's happening. And so your impression is everyone's a winner. What they've done now with bad weather is they go all around the globe and find some event, and they say, look, everyone's having bad weather. It's not true. On every trend, it's either no trend or declining trend on every scale, on every measure of floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, drought. It is amazing stats to look at. Even the United Nations will admit some of this stuff buried in their reports. They don't have the science. I talk about how polar bears are at or near record level, how sea levels are not accelerating. I mentioned the global warming pause, David. There's a whole thing. First of all, they denied the pause existed. Then they literally came up with over 60 excuses to explain the lack of the temperature increase. And then they said, oh, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to go back and get rid of it. So both in the satellite and surface data, they went back and revised the numbers and erased the pause historically. So they got rid of it. Now they can say, well, there never was a global warming standstill because they got rid of it in the record. So it is an amazing thing. I have a whole chapter on ClimateGate. But as you mentioned, this is a reference book. It's a coffee table book. You can pick it up any specific topic. And it's also a lot of fun. I took all my lessons from Al Gore, did the exact opposite of him. There's a lot of fun stuff in here. Ghostbusters, how global warming created Hitler, global warming saved Hitler. I go through the whole thing about the indoctrination of children as well.
And, you know, they got this whole scam going now. We saw when they had fires in California, it was the global warming that was doing it, right? Because there would never be fires in California if it wasn't for man-made global warming. I mean, they might be man-made fires, but now that we've got really cold weather in many parts of the country, they're saying, well, it's because the Arctic is getting warm. You know, that's the latest thing that they've been coming up with. So they always will come up with something. And it's always, again, weather, which is constantly changing, and climate, which becomes the norm and, you know, and is not changing. That is essentially what you're known for. And they always conflate those two. They always come up with models. I mean, I went to the American Meteorological Society's convention that was here in Austin a few years ago, and you got all these people who are weathermen, and they're studying this and they're fine-tuning their models because this is happening, you know, within a day or so of each other. So they have a model to try to predict what's going to happen that day. It doesn't happen, so they go back and they're adjusting it. And I mean, literally thousands of people, they're doing that. But of course, the climate guys are just there and they just make their pronouncements, and you can't challenge them because, you know, all they've got to show for it is their credentials. It's like, okay, you really do have a degree, but we can't tell if your climate model does. And when it doesn't match, then they change the data, as you pointed out.
Yeah, in fact, in the book, I actually spent a lot of time on these models and these predictions. One of the funniest quotes was a ClimateGate professor, Michael Mann, a UN scientist, yeah, who says, we won't know if these predictions are true until the time comes. Well, gee, a lot of these predictions aren't until 2050, 2100. Almost every single person making these dire predictions will be long dead by the time we can verify whether they were accurate or not. By their own admission, they don't even try. And they actually
he's a special case. That's the guy that did the hockey stick for Al Gore. And yeah, he was part of this climate gate stuff as well. On the United States side, we tried to get a group I was with, we tried to get his emails, and he said, you can't see my emails, they're private. And it's like, well, and this is for our data that we're publishing. You've already published your data. It's being used for public policy. You did these emails on the university computer as you're being paid for by taxpayers, but we can't see what you're doing. This is the mentality of people like Michael Mann.
Yes, that's right. And then in the same way, they go after at the same university was a skeptical climatologist, Pat Michaels. They gave all of his emails up. They're willing to give all his emails up. We saw this at other universities. They target the climate skeptics. They protect their own. In fact, yeah, in the whole ClimateGate chapter, I talk about all these investigations into ClimateGate and how they were all exonerated. Well, it turns out that it was the global warming industry investigating itself and giving itself a clean bill of health. And that there was no concern about the obvious conflict of interest. That's what they tried to do. And they didn't even ask the salient questions when they investigated that. But I go through the heart of that and show you that this was the upper echelon, the top leaders of the United Nations scientists colluding with each other to craft a climate change narrative that they didn't want anyone to mess with, much the way a political campaign would be. These were PR people posing as scientists, doing reports and studies, and excluding any studies or scientists that didn't toe the line and that would disrupt the narrative. And it's amazing when you read it because, again, their own words, their own quotes, meticulously footnoted. This is not an opinion piece. I let them hang themselves, so to speak.
And of course, it's the same thing that we see in so many different areas. They have an agenda, and they will use anyone or any event or any justification to continually push that same agenda. And that's one of the things that also it makes them very dangerous, but it also, I think, is their Achilles heel. When people see that, like you lay it out in your book, they can see how they have used anything to continue to push the same agenda of centralized control. That is their Achilles heel. The very thing that is their weapon then can be used against them if people understand what this tactic is. And again, it's very important for younger people to understand what this is as well.
And I spend a lot of time. Al Gore does that technique exactly. In his film, he never warned about record cold or blizzards or record snow. Guess what? Here on the East Coast, we had the record snow, the most snow in a decade in the 2010s than we've ever seen. And all these different blizzards and just record snow piling up. Al Gore comes out and says, well, this is what you'd expect with global warming. Just came out and recently did this. I explain how he never once predicted that. And here's how they get around that, though. They now have studies where they predict opposite outcomes. They recently had a study predicting global warming would cause more lightning, but they also have a study, major study out saying global warming will cause less lightning strikes. Global warming will cause more snow. Global warming will cause less snow. Global warming will cause more hurricanes. Global warming will cause, and I'm not making this up. I go through this in the book. All the opposite predictions. So here's what they say. If you're betting on the Super Bowl, if you bet both teams win in separate bets, no matter what happens, you can say, I'm a winner. I bet correctly. And that's how they validate their models. They come out and say, we predicted it. And I go through in the book and show you they predicted opposite results on just dozens and dozens of different major topics in the climate debate. So no matter what happens, they can claim our models validated it. We predicted it. See how smart we are. It is the most outrageous abuse of science you've ever seen.
And you know, you talked about how at the beginning they were talking about overpopulation, but some of them are still talking about overpopulation. You got people like Sheldon Hoover who wrote the stuff for the Pope, okay? And this is a guy who's working with Prince Charles and others to have a world congress, a planetary council, a planetary court, and so forth. I mean, this is their solution to reduce population to have world government. There's absolutely no question about that.
There isn't. In fact, in the book, I have a little known notice, I should say, Al Gore quote. He was at a Bill Gates event. And Al Gore is lamenting about all the they don't look at it as overpopulation. They look at it as more about how the more populations that cause more emissions and cause global warming. But Al Gore laments at this Bill Gates function that their population's growing too much and that Africa is projected to have the biggest gains in population.
We gotta shut that. We're out of time. I wish I had more time. Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com, ClimateHustle.com, and get the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. You really need to get this around.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.